Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive. In Torah Chayim, instructions of life. Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness. Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into the inner higher frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class number 512. Meditation equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program presentation number 15. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessings upon the whole human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live on September 10th, 2015, which corresponds to the 26th of Elul, the month of mercies, 5,775 years since original man and woman walked upon this blessed earth. Our program content will focus on plucking inspirations from Rav Hillel of Parach's elucidations of the Mitl Rebbe Shara Yuchod, the Gate of Unification. It's now 9:32, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, unifying souls actually. Meanwhile, may the blessed eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones in a peaceful and merciful manner. Now we're just going to have to excuse ourselves. Rabbi Isaac Patton, we're playing Generation from his Generation Attention album. Here comes the time. We're going to have to turn down the music so we can get on with the show. Okay. Now, I want to start the program today with a plucking of an inspiration from a prayer from Rav Nassen, who was a devoted student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. May we merit in your abundant mercies that you reveal to us the hidden Torah and the hidden tzaddikim, the hidden righteous ones. And even though it might appear that the world is not worthy of such revelations of this hidden light, for this is, we're talking about the concealed divine instruction that is accessed by the concealed righteous ones. But please do for us, Almighty Creator, and arouse your mercies and your kindnesses, which are the only true kindnesses and mercies upon this earth. We just humans try to accomplish what we can on our microcosmic human frail level. And may we merit that to be revealed to us in your great mercies, these great righteous ones, and the righteous eternal teachings of the Torah, which in the context of today's program, Blessed Souls, is referring to in a particularized way, the Torah-mandated experience of meditating. And I also want to dedicate today's program to my dear father, Rabbi Shlomo Yaakov Ben Esther, who is suffering tremendously with issues of the kidney. And may he, in the merit of this program, receive Yeshuos and Refuos, deliverances, salvations, and mercies. Here we go into the presentation. Blessed Souls, with the 14th presentation, which took place last week concerning this series of meditation equals wellsprings for the human soul. When we completed last week's presentation, the 14th in our series, I concluded plucking inspirations directly from the Mittler Rebbe's Os Aleph, first chapter of the Shaar Yichud, the Gate of Unification. So even though the first chapter has been discussed in a very terse fashion, I now, with Creator's blessings and help, will need at least the next year, and I won't be surprised if it will take close to 2 years, to share the elucidations Rav Hillel of Parich, the trusted student, disciple, chassid, and he himself was a tzaddik, and a mekubal, a righteous soul, and someone well-versed not only in the Hasidic discipline, but in the Kabbalistic discipline, as well as the Talmudic discipline, as well as the Jewish law discipline, halacha. We'll now be sharing the elucidations of Rav Hillel to deepen our appreciation of a Torah fundamental subject, which is called meditation, and is identified or associated with three Hebrew words: hisbonenus, contemplation or meditation; panimiyat bina, inner understanding; and iyun, analytical Torah study, as previously discussed for the last several months in Os Aleph by the Mittler Rebbe. Now, for those human souls wishing to continue to access these type of teachings freely, obviously something not only penetrated your blessed brain, some quality of sensitivity was also revealed within your blessed heart. A desire for not only cognitive expansion, but also a desire for emotional flexibility and strengthening as it is applicable to the Torah concept of hisbonenus, contemplation. So something was grasped within some aspect of your blessed heart, therefore encouraging you to seek additional comprehension towards attaining a greater love and longing within your blessed heart, rooted within your Das Tachton. Remember, Das we defined last week very tersely as an expression of the human experience of knowledge and sensitivity. And we talk about Das Tachton, it's connected to the idea of chesed and gevura, kindness and severity or restriction, as that relates to Arech Anpin, which is a realm within creation relating to the Creator manifesting a divine desire within creation, for creation, and how when human beings connect to this idea of Arech Anpin, divine desire, somehow we can extract out, as say someone would extract out a sliver of gold from a gold mine, or a piece of silver, wherever they mined it. And this is the type of experience which Rav Hillel of Parch cited, outsourcing, as he plucked from a seminal work known as Torah Or by the Bala Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, on Daf Yud Tes, Row Gimel, that's the 19th page, the third row, in his Torah Or, this idea of where is your Das Tachton, your lower sense of knowledge and sensitivity connected to your human awareness and consciousness and experience and kindness and severity as it relates to your human desire for such godliness. On the other hand, to remind everyone, if I am going to stress the importance of Das Tachton, this lower level of knowledge, I must also mention and stress as well the importance of Das Elyon, that level of human experiencing a higher level of sensitivity, a higher level of knowledge within your blessed self, rooted within the upper regions of the Chabad, of the Chachma Bin Das, the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge / sensitivity region of your divine desire within yourself, Arech Anpin, as that connects to the macrocosmic Arech Anpin, the divine desire that the Creator has invested within the creation, that there, in fact, should be a creation, which is in itself an expression or quality addressing the potential / power of wisdom and comprehension as they exist within their sources of Ratzon, again, divine desire. And then how does divine desire interact with human desire for Kedusha, for holiness? There, in fact, exists within your sense of human desire, if you choose to grab onto this desire and cleave to this desire to access authentic forms of Torah meditation, which is a human experience, which again, I must remind you, can be understood as an expression of contemplation, an expression of inner wisdom, inner understanding, I should say, and an expression of Torah analysis. And this process of experience is eliciting a quality of connection which enables you, blessed soul, to perceive and comprehend the Torah concept / subject, all of which I briefly mentioned to you, can be more easily understood by considering your blessed soul, which makes within itself a quality - dimension of pre-compounded, pre-potential delight, which when accessed or activated possesses the capability to bring any human being to experiencing delight and desire towards any Torah concept or subject in a revealed manner continually. Meaning, once you get to this point where you want it, blessed souls, you want it continually. However, again, I want to remind you, blessed souls, continually is referring to a commitment towards integrating a realm of awareness within your daily life. Just as we mentioned in prior presentations in the Soul Class series, not necessarily connected to the human experience of Torah meditation, just as in ancient days there was a form of sacrifice called the Ola Tamid, the burnt offering, the continual burnt offering, whose continuation was predicated upon offering such a specific type of animal sacrifice in the Holy Temple when it stood in Jerusalem in the morning and once again in the afternoon, as we mentioned before, when the Holy Temple, the Beit HaMikdash, stood. So adjusting our awareness concerning the term continuous or continual or constant can assist us focus on the totality of all forms of emotional expansion or flexibility which are capable of being simplified or perceived as the branches of Chesed and Gevurah, kindness and might, / severity, / restriction. Meaning, at the end of the day, blessed souls, whatever you perceive, whatever you understand, whatever you have sensitivity to, whatever you desire, whatever you delight in, it boils down basically to an expression of kindness or restriction. Either you love it, or you restrict your experience of kindness, consciousness of kindness, saying, no, I don't want this. Whether it applies to something of holiness or something of the opposite, which can actually, God forbid, sever a person's connection from the Creator and other human beings. Now, mind you, blessed souls, while a person can sever his or her connection to other human beings might react, and we shouldn't be surprised, and sever their connection to any one of us. However, Creator, as much as we can sever our connection, God forbid, from Creator, Creator never severs Creator's connection to us. But getting back to the Torah depiction of Chesed and Gevurah, kindness and severity, or restriction, it boils down, as I just mentioned, to expressions of yes and no, which are previously existing with any human being's sense of desire and delight towards divine, or to say divinity or godliness, called in Hebrew Elokus. And also that can be found even in a person's sense of desire and delight, the quality of Hein V'Lav, yes and no, Chesed and Gevurah, kindness and restriction. For example, please consider the quality of your delight, delighting upon a Torah concept, something from Scripture, something from the Oral Torah, anything, whatever you are connected to. Your choice to disperse your soulful delight, which has accumulated during your blessed lifetime, based on what others had taught you and what you've learned on your own, your choice to disperse and configure your soulful delight towards that particular Torah concept or subject is tantamount to your subconscious, or we might even say superconscious, response of yes towards continuing to interact with that Torah concept. And if you were to conceptualize some realm of awareness that is, unfortunately, and in potential, the antithesis of the particular Torah concept that you're aware of and connected to, and this other form of awareness from the Sitra Achra, from the other side of lack of sensitivity, this other awareness that suddenly pops up into your mind and heart actually serves as a repulsive form of revelation to your previously experienced blessed connection to the Torah concept. So that which is repulsive to you is termed as an expression of the Gevura Shabbatayinu, the restriction that's in delight, meaning you don't want to delight in something which is repulsive and the antithesis to a Torah concept. So to pertaining to your desire for learning and understanding any Torah concept, the quality or quantity of your desire for any Torah concept is deemed as, according to the elucidations of Rav Hillel Aparich, Chesed Shebaratzon, the kindness within your desire, because you're reaching out to further strengthen your connection, experiencing the delight and the desire and the wisdom and the understanding and the sensitivity towards that Torah concept. And any awareness which you do not desire and you can actually repel from within your blessed mind, which is the antithesis of what you truly desire in holiness, in Torah, eternal teachings, again, as we mentioned before, is the Gevura Shebaratzon, the restriction or severity within your desire. Because the mere thought that you consider, which you come to realize, openly opposes to what you desire concerning a Torah concept, is not just an expression of being repulsed, it's a quality of disgust. For it generates a cognitive, emotional, spiritual impediment, that which disgusts you, which can, heaven forbid, dampen any human being's enthusiastic desire towards learning more about any Torah concept or the particular concept that human being has been learning. Being disgusted by a thought or realm of consciousness testifies to any human being, he or she is again experiencing, as we mentioned before, Gevura Shebaratzon. And I'm repeating, and I might seem being repetitive at this point, Bestos, on these concepts, because I'm sure they're so new and so coming from a different realm of perspective of just looking at plain scripture or the oral Torah, that I just feel it. I feel obliged and obligated to do so, because just as there's a type of food that you like and you like to chew it over and over, there are certain concepts that I feel are worthy of your attention to chew over and over again. And we never tire of breathing, we never tire of eating, we never tire of drinking our favorite liquids. It might seem repetitive, but yet it's nurturing. And ultimately, within the realm of Torah meditation, repetition is one of the ways of strengthening one's connection not only to the concept, but to the godliness which is intrinsically embedded within those Torah concepts. So, blessed souls, we are dealing with a cognitive experience whereby your blessed mind, your seichel, your intellect, is measuring two lines of emotional activation, the line of hein v'lav, yes and no, which transpires within your seichel, your intellect in general, and in particular with your chokhmah, your experiencing wisdom. This measurement takes place within the personal source of your personal chokhmah, your chokhmah prati, your particularized wisdom that is unique to you. And this type of personal chokhmah also is connected to a type of constellation-like realm of consciousness which encompasses your awareness of what you would describe as your own chokhmah, your own wisdom. We're talking also, blessed souls, about realms of opportunity to access the 13 attributes of mercy in general. And remember, blessed souls, we talked about at the beginning of the program, we are in the month of mercy, Chodesh Elul. And in fact, we are now, being at the 26th day of Elul, we are merely less than 4 days until a new light shall be revealed in the creation, as elucidated fully by the Israelite sages concerning Rosh Hashanah, which is typically ascribed to be the Hebrew lunar calendar year, but in fact it's a human calendar year as well. Now, when you have the access to access your 13 attributes of mercy in general, let me remind you what they are, because let me just read them and I'll tell you where you can learn more about them. Creator, creator, benevolent creator, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant, abounding in kindness and truth. He preserves kindness for 2,000 generations, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, and he cleanses. And in particular, the divine attributes of truth and kindness. Now, as an aside, where did I pluck out those 13 attributes of mercy, blessed souls? From none other than the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 5. And as well, if you wish to learn more about this, you will gain even further insight by learning this verse, which is straight scripture, with the elucidations of one of the great masters of the Torah, an Israelite by the name of Rashi, who was also a direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. So you can go to Chabad.org, Chabad.org, and you can go to Jewish teachings, and there you can click on the Bible and go to Exodus and go to chapter 34, and then there's an option to click on the elucidations of Rashi, and you'll see what I mean when you learn Rashi with the Chumash, in particular learning about the 13 divine attributes of mercy, how good and pleasant and sweet these teachings are. Going further, from here, blessed souls, it is important to review that seichel, human intellect, while it comprises three general components, namely chokhmah, wisdom, bina, understanding, and das, again, knowledge or sensitivity, each of the three general components of seichel have included within themselves various qualities of depth, width, / breadth, and length. Take, for instance, the quality of depth, which is also known as the omek, which can be likened to a deep pit, empty, devoid of any substance, liquid, solid, or gas, yet precisely within the emptiness, of this allegorical cavernous empty pit, is in fact a suitable vessel for living waters to penetrate this empty space. So too, when we as students of Torah, generally speaking, and more specifically students of authentic Torah-generated meditative inner understanding, analytical studies of Torah experiences, empty ourselves, even of our own qualitative essence, as healthy and even as good as our qualitative essence may be, if we empty out ourselves and we can create essentially within ourselves a cognitive empty space guided by our dedication and devotion to learn from masters of the Torah of meditation, the instructions of meditation, as a primary example from the Mittler Rebbe, a direct descendant of King David and Solomon, and as we've been learning from today's presentation from one of his students / Hasidim devotees, Rav Hillel Parich. We can, in fact, merit that the living waters of Torah meditation fill our revealed consciousness and guide us with mercy towards our sub or our super consciousness to inspire further what we have accessed, understood, to deepen our commitment to seek out more truth about whatever level of Torah-based meditation, inner understanding, contemplative thought, and analytical Torah study we have previously experienced. This is what we can merit to experience, blessed souls, if we are engaged at some level to nullify our sense of normative human thinking processing. Because unfortunately still, as we talk about this current generation, unfortunately too many people still go with the flow of the foolishness that has pervaded and invaded and penetrated the human family experience. For the most part, the majority of human beings are still greatly unaware or apathetic, and even when they learn of such teachings as these, become scornful of the opportunity which they have been blessed and anointed to access, which is namely Torah true meditations, inner understanding, even analytical Torah study, no matter what their stage or nation or culture or belief is. they may very well want to keep their belief system, which is their decision. However, with that being said, just a reminder, blessed souls, it's not by accident you've accessed these teachings, whether you just turned on the program. As I see, we have a guest caller in from area code 989, Shalom Aleichem, peace upon you. Or you are a devotee who's been listening from around the world since we started this program, listening to our general presentations of Soul Class for the last 5+ years. So I'd like to remind everyone at this time, as we segue out of today's program with Back Home to Love by David Dohm, who helped us get back home, to help us realize we can internalize the Torah reality that Atzelem Elokim is no dream. Our divine image will help us get out and scrimmage to live life to the fullest as faithful, loving, merciful stewards upon this blessed earth. And remember, we've got to do good. We, every one of us, you and I and everyone else, might say, why should we do good? Because Atzelem Elokim, it's the nature of the good to do good. The Creator has embedded within our divine image that shimmering light of the Ein Sof, of the infinite Creator, to help us do what we have to do to make it a better world. And this probably will be my last presentation before the new year, 5,776 years blazing and grazing into the creation, since original man and woman walked upon this earth, to steward upon the earth, and we as their direct descendants, every one of us, should remember. Let us pray, and let us advocate for each one of ourselves, and for all of us, the peoples of the world, 7 billion plus, may we all be written and inscribed into the book of life for the year 5,776, in a way of a havachad, one love, goralachad, one destiny, kolana for all of us, bedarchi noam, in a pleasant way, bedarchi shalom, in a peaceful way. And now let's get back home to love with David Dohm. L'hamshich. Bezer Hashem Yisperek, to be continued with the help of the Most High.